I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Got the Mets with the exciting walk-off and take a 3-4 from St. Louis. The Yankees actually drop a game to the Baltimore Orioles, which is going to happen occasionally, and yesterday was one of those days. But as Peter Schwartz said, the Skankies are still playing very well. His words, not mine. And, of course, you've got Game 2 tonight between the Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes. I'm really interested to see, and I'm not just saying that. I'm actually really interested to see the pace of play and the flow of this game as compared to Game 1. Is that what we're going to get? Is Game 1 what we're going to get in this series? Or are we going to get a more intense play more in the Rangers zone Carolina Hurricanes team that we expected going into this series?
That we saw in the third period.
Right, that we saw in the third period. What are we going to get? Periods 1 or 2 or period 3?
Well, it's a really good question. And I think one of the things that the New York Rangers have talked about going into this series, because of the forecheck of the Carolina Hurricanes, all four lines forecheck, and they're right in your face, and they try to pressure you into mistakes. Rangers didn't turn a lot of pucks over in the first game, and they played a very clean game. They got the puck out of their zone. Now, sometimes I don't like the way they're getting it out of their zone. Sometimes they're just flipping it out of their zone, and they're just giving the puck back to Carolina because they don't want to feel the pressure. And sometimes you get a panic icing when you don't want a panic icing, especially when you have a long change in the second period. But the one thing I do know is that if the first two lines of the New York Rangers aren't generating any offense, you got problems. As good as the third line has been and as good as the fourth line was, they don't spend the predominant amount of time on the ice. It's the big guys, the guys making the big money, the guys that, you know, had really good seasons. And the good news is that both Mika and Panarin showed up in the biggest of spots in game, 6 and 7 against Pittsburgh. And Kreider had, he has to get involved. He has to be a guy that is a pain in the ass to the Carolina Hurricanes in their defensive zone. You know, he's so fast, he's so strong, and he's so good. Doesn't have the greatest stick skills, but he does have everything else that is required to put pressure on their defense. And they should be able to do that to Brendan Smith. They should be able to do that to Tony DeAngelo. Brady Shea is probably overall the best of those three players, the former Rangers. But to me, that's another part of the game that has to pick up from the other lines as opposed to just the third and the fourth line.
All right, let's grab some calls at 877-337-6666. Let's go to Bill in Port Monmouth. What's going on, Bill?
Good morning, Boomer and Gio.
Bill. What's up, man? Bill?
Hey, Gio, I was wondering if you had to hit the gas stock yet. A buddy of mine in Jersey had to go the other day, $12 a gallon.
Yeah, I was obviously worried about this. I have not. You know, it was funny. At the end of last year, I had all this designs on going striped bass fishing into November and everything else, and I filled the tank up, and then I didn't really, I only used half a tank. And I was like, oh, man, I was stupid. I filled my tank up. Now I'm thinking that was the most genius move in the world. So I haven't had to yet. But yeah, I'm scared to death. I'm even like planning out the next couple of days. I'm like, all right, I know I'm going here. I know I'm going there. Do I need to fill up? Should I fill up? Maybe I don't go on the boat. I mean, it sucks. I mean, anybody who
is in that situation that even has a smaller boat like mine, I mean, it changes your plans.
You know, what you got to do is you got to get one of those pedal boats because that's what they want you to do. They want you to ride bikes and they want you to ride pedal boats around.
Maybe I was thinking about putting a solar panel on my T-top of my center console, and maybe that'll help me out.
You know, you don't think that your vote matters? Let me tell you something. We are in the midst of one of the worst economic situations this country has ever seen. You have total incompetence at the top of this government and every level, people making decisions that have no business making the decisions that they're making. Mm. And it's adversely affecting all of us. Those who may own boats, those who own cars that are, or gas, whatever it is. Jet fuel, diesel fuel, everything costs more because of the energy sector in this country.
Bombs, I mean,
if you don't see that, and you can't be convinced by that, then there is something wrong with you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the two things you're thinking about, the amount that I drive, which is my choice, but I never thought I'd be sitting here staring at, you know, $5 a gallon.
No, you're going to be staring at $6 or $7 a gallon before the summer's over.
Yeah, so we're dealing with that, the amount that I drive into work, and then also the old baby formula shortage. Like, why not throw that into the mix?
Well, you have hidden people that are making decisions that are adversely affecting every single one of us, whether you're independent like I am, Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. The decisions that have been made over the last year and the incompetence that are associated with those decisions are affecting every single one of us. And there are people that, you know, make 30, 40, 50 grand a year. They can't get to work because it costs so much, or they have to make a decision, a gallon of gas or a gallon of milk. So, yeah, look, if you don't realize what's happening, then your head is in the ground.
Let's go to Bob and Comac. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, good morning, J.L. Boomer.
Bobby, what's happening, brother?
Long time. Is this the Bob and Comac?
It's the Bob and Comac.
Well, long time, Bob. Yeah, where How you been, man?
Yeah, I've been fine. I listen to your show every morning, and I enjoy you two guys immensely.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
I'm not much a radio listener or anything like that. I usually don't listen to the radio at all because it's just repetitious every day, it seems like. But you guys add a lot of good stuff to it.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
The only thing I got, one thing bothered me this morning.
Okay.
About Gio ripping that guy, Peter. Not once, not twice, three or four times. And then
when he said the Skankies, is that what it was?
Skankies. Yeah, he made the mistake with Skankies.
Skankies, yeah, he did.
Skankies.
He did. I mean, he said it. Freudian slip, I guess.
By the way, Bob, he is a professional broadcaster.
Yeah, and he said Skankies on our show where there's a big reach all the way out to Comac.
All the way out to Comac. That's funny. No, I agree with you 100%. He definitely made a mistake, and he admitted it. He was really embarrassed. You could tell by his voice.
Nah, I'll tell you this much, Bob, and I appreciate you sticking up for Peter. We have a lot of fun with Peter, and I'll tell you, yesterday when Jerry called out and he was sick, the first person that I called was Peter Schwartz to make sure he could come in here, we could give him the shift, and we could have some fun with him. So Peter understands what's going on. He's made a couple of mistakes in the past with saying tequila instead of tequila and all these other things. So it's just part of the deal. We're always going to have Peter's back. And, you know, he did say Skankies. I mean, that's one of the things that...
Skankies, right. What are you going to do? I mean, it is what it is.
He said Skankies. Mm-hmm. It's not our fault that he said Skankies.
Right.
Let's go to John and Tom's River. What's up, John?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, what do you got for us?
All right, listen, with Tiger, I'm thinking, man, I know it's the heart of a champion and he thinks he's invincible, but should he even be out there? I mean, a 2019 Tiger would have trouble beating these guys today.
Well, is the goal, I mean, I know if you ask Tiger, he's going to say, yeah, I'm here to win. I mean, he said that at the Masters. But, I mean, really, nobody's expecting him to compete with the best of the best right now. I think this is a big thing for him to just, you know, come back from this injury, be able to compete, be out there, maybe round himself into shape, and maybe find himself in a position to compete a little bit more maybe later in the year or next year. But, I mean, it's a miracle that he sat there and he made the cut at Augusta, for Christ's sakes. It's just it's sort of amazing what he was able to do. Yeah. But, I mean, yesterday he had a rough round. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, I hear you. It's like I understand he wants to compete and everything, but I'm just hoping he's not doing damage that if he waited an extra year, maybe he'd come back even healthier, you know? So let's just...
I don't know, man. It's hard for us to sit here and say, and I know that's what we do. We sit here in the judgment of these guys. But everything he's gone through in his life, I mean, and I know that there was a, you know, CBS Sports Network showing a couple of shots of him grimacing yesterday, and I know what you mean, but everything he's been through in his life, this is what he wanted to do. This was part of his recovery, and God knows, you know, where he was mentally with that car accident as well. And if this was the thing that got him through it, you know, that carrot dangled in front of him, he could have gone down some dark road sitting in that hospital, maybe back into painkiller addiction or whatever the hell else. And he got back out there and is competing in majors. Like, you're not going to hear word one from me criticizing him for that. No,
I would also say that he does have contracts off the course.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, as we see, he's got his TW hat on. He's got his Nike shirt on and his Nike shoes on, everything else. And that is a big part of who Tiger Woods is and his money-making ability.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. So
being out there and sucking it up and being a part of majors. You know, I don't see him playing in a lot of these other events. He's playing in the majors.
Yeah.
And, you know, that means he's going to get big airtime, and that means his marketing company and everything else is fulfilling whatever the contractual requirements are, so he can still get paid in that regard.
Let's go to Nick in Virginia. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. What do you got?
Hey, I was wondering if you saw John Daly's stat line over 18 holes yesterday.
21 cigarettes, right?
21 cigs, 12 Diet Cokes, 6 packs of peanut M&Ms, and 0.0 ounces of water.
It's just amazing, man. I tell you, I mean, we laugh about it. I mean, he looks terrible, as we know.
When's it going to explode?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You worry about his health. I mean, we sit here, and it's funny to us, and it definitely is funny, but, like, the people in his life can't necessarily be thrilled with his choices, you know, especially as he's getting older. But him out there, but he still getting it done for the most part. I mean, he had it. What is he, two over or something?
The guy
crazy?
Can still play. I mean, I wonder what he would have been had he, I don't know, just kind of focused a little more. Like, he's the guy that won a couple big tournaments and is going to live on that the rest of his life. And when he shows up, he's basically a sideshow and people enjoy it.
Yeah, he was two over yesterday.
Still play.
I know. Just, I mean, you see some of the names around him. I mean, yeah, it's nuts that he's out there doing what he's doing. I mean, Colin Morikawa was two over yesterday. And John Daly with 18 cigarettes and 6 packs of peanut M&Ms was doing the same thing. 21 cigarettes.
Yeah.
How old do you think John Daly is right now?
I would say 47.
56.
56.
56
wow,
years old.
Wow, he's right behind me.
50, maybe he'll catch up with the way that he's eating. Let's go to
maybe he won't catch up.
Kevin in New Jersey. What's up, Kevin?
Boomer, Gio, how are you guys?
Good, Kevin. What's happening, up, brother?
Nothing. Gio, you are sitting next to the smartest man in the world, because with gas prices the way they are, I am convinced Boomer was faking his COVID test so he could work from home and not pay for gas prices.
No, absolutely not. No, and I'm not doing that. Jerry's not doing that. Al's not doing that. We would never do that because we want to be here. Absolutely want to be here and work. So, I mean, I know you're kidding and having like a laugh or whatever, but like, do not put us in that category. Because we sat there and we roasted a bunch of people for not coming in.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, when it was not going to be us who were like, you know, hey, I can't make it. Like, I'd rather be here than not. I actually was thinking the other day, I was like, man, like if Jerry does have COVID and then gives me COVID, like I'm going to have to work from home again. I got to set up that whole freaking thing. I can't do it.
And believe me, that's a pain in the ass.
Oh.
You have no idea. That's what happened to me when I went down to D.C. and I was trying to do it at the St. Regis Hotel, who lied to us and couldn't handle it.
Right.
I'm talking to some guy in Raleigh, North Carolina. I can't even understand. And he's telling me, I got to, what? What are you talking about? It was the most ridiculous thing ever. But then when you do it at home, at least you remember where everything gets plugged into. And
sure,
there are literally 7 devices, I think, that you have to kind of coordinate.
Well, with TV and everything else, yeah.
And I'm trying, when I hit the Comrex button to turn it on, I'm like, just please turn on. Please turn on. Because I hadn't used it in a while. And that is a, I mean, you got to be an engineer just to figure that out.
No, I know. That's why I really can't stand it.
Yeah.
But Let's just hope Jerry comes back. He gets his PCR back. Hope he's negative, and then we kind of move on and get into the.
Probably has what Al had,
I would think. I mean, it took a while though for him to get it from Al, if that's what it had. But I don't know. It's a lot, as they say.
He probably followed you into the bathroom here. Stood at the same stall, and you left some, you know, schmutz behind, and he got the schmutz
or the trying to say, like the, the, you know, like the the spray bounces off the back of the urinal and
the mist.
And then he probably smelled it and went right into his lungs.
Right.
The aerosol of the urinal, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is, basically.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? There was someone today.
Uh-oh. Now what? Here we go.
Who was scrolling through their phone while at the urinal watching either TikTok or Instagram. Like, you can't go number one without pulling your phone out and looking at your social media. Like, that's crazy to me. Plus all the droplets and everything else on top of that. I was just, it was nuts. I was sitting there washing my hands, and the guy goes over, he's at the urinal, and he's scrolling through. I could hear it on his phone, you know?
I need two hands to go to the bathroom.
Do you?
Yeah, like, I need one hand to pull my underpants down, the other, you know, the other hand to, yeah, to aim. I don't know how these people are doing no hands scrolling through phones.
Yeah. I don't need two hands. But
how not?
I mean, you need two hands at first, but then one frees up, you know?
Right. But it's for seconds. It only frees up for seconds.
I mean, Boomer stands at the urinal with his hands on his hips. So,
well, it kind of just unfolds itself and gravity takes over.
Yeah. You just go, take it away.
You know, this was a conversation that you guys were having. I was staying out of it. And then you had to drag me into it.
I mean, it's true that you have
to. But I had no comment. I was just sitting here nice and quiet. And then you had to bring me into it.
All right. I apologize.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. As we mentioned, Jerry Holm sick today, but we've got Peter Schwartz in with us, and he's got another update. Bob and Comac called up to defend your honor there, Peter. I don't know if you're out there.
I did, yes. Thank
doing
you.
Doing the hard work, getting more cuts for the updates, but Bob and Comac said that he made a mistake. Leave him alone. So I guess we can't make fun of you saying the Skankies.
No, Yankees.
The Skankies anymore. Yeah.
You can make fun of me, whatever you want to make fun of me. It's okay. The Yankees know that I didn't mean that.
Sure. I'm sure. And the Yankees always are listening. So
I'm sure.
Yes.
I can see Joey Gallo being upset with you.
Yeah. Maybe.
As he's swinging and missing at another third strike.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. He's a big listener. You just oh, that's not good there, Peter.
Mm.
See, he was a big fan of you, too, Joey Gallo.
Joey Gallo's dead.
Gallo. Yeah, so anyway, an hour from now, we are giving away Yankees field-level tickets. No, Peter, you can't win them. But an hour from now, Yankees field-level tickets against the White Sox on sometime this weekend. Sunday. This Sunday.
Good seats, huh?
I'm sure that they are, yeah. Yep. Do you ever go back there and ask for tickets?
I have not asked for Yankee tickets yet.
But you've gone back there and you've asked for tickets.
I went to a Nets game with My kids got Nets tickets for a
game. You got
this
Nets
year.
Tickets, okay. Yeah, yeah. For free, they just handed
for
them
free,
out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Well, not back there. I went in the other direction.
In the other direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good. No shame when it comes to these tickets, right?
Well, if the station's got them.
Why not?
You know?
Hand them
why
out.
Why not?
Yeah, you don't want one of those things going to waste.
There have been lots of emails going back and forth in the last couple of weeks with Yankee tickets.
Oh, there have been?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're trying to jump on some of that.
Well, they've been offering tickets to games I can't go to, but I'd like to try and jump on a game that I'd like to go to.
Oh, so they actually send out emails? Or
do you don't check your company email?
No, absolutely not. I can't even get into it right now. I honestly can't because of the whole one login thing. I never got that fixed.
No.
I can't even get in there.
But it's always for that night's game.
Oh, okay.
You or know, that if, weekend, if yeah. a, you know, a client, you know, plans changed or something.
Gotcha. One of those things. We got to get you in the luxury box for the playoffs. That's what we got to get you there for.
I would love to.
Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't that be something? You would clean up on those chicken fingers in there. You'd be wiping out those Sterno dishes like you'd never seen.
Guess he would.
Oh, baby. Would you schmooze in the box, or would you be a guy who was so focused on the game because it was a playoff game?
I'd schmooze.
You'd schmooze.
In between innings.
Okay, in between innings. You'd schmooze with the, hey, look, Peter Schwartz is here.
Yeah.
This is the CEO of wherever. Hey,
sure.
Here's Peter Schwartz. That'd be a nice little perk for them.
I'm a people person. You know that.
Meeting you would be a perk for them. You just, you know, walking in there. You know, they bring guys around like old Yankees, like Mickey Rivers and Tino Martinez and whoever into the boxes sometimes.
Yeah.
Imagine all of a sudden you're in there, you're a client, here comes Schwartz.
Here comes Minko. Here comes Harris Allen. Here comes Steve Summers.
Have they been, they were in the suite?
Who was?
The Minkos of the world?
No. They don't.
But that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Keep those guys involved, you know, bring them around.
Legacy guys.
Foundational guys.
Yeah, what do you call that? With, you know, like.
Trustee. Like a trustee.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I've had some people in the supermarket come up and say, hey, saw you with Boomer and Gio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife is sitting there and goes, you were on with them one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Peter Schwartz.
Yeah.
All right, you got an update for us.
I sure do. Yep. And it's powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. Good news for the Mets yesterday, also bad news. First, the good news. Pete Alonso, a walk-off two-run homer in the bottom of the 10th. And the Mets beat the Cardinals 7-6 at Citi Field. Alonso got the pitch he was waiting for.
I was just looking in my zone, in my zone only, and he came in there, and thankfully I capitalized.
And Alonso, a man of the people on SNY after the game, also thanked the fans.
Oh, it's absolutely electric, especially especially a moment like this. Thank you guys for coming out to the game. LFGM, thank you.
LFGM. Let's also talk about Jeff McNeely. Had a big day, 3 RBI, and then there was also the bad news before the game, announced that Mets pitcher Max Scherzer has a strained oblique muscle on his left side. He's expected to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Chris Bassitt was asked after the game if he'll have to step up with both Scherzer and DeGrom.
Lefty Reddit, a deal.
It definitely sucks, but it's more so just next man up. I mean, we have the depth to withstand this.
I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, who has the depth to withstand both Scherzer and DeGrom being out, you know?
We had the manager to withstand it. That's what we have.
How about, you know, we got the clubhouse and the manager to, you know, keep this thing going. But, I mean, I don't think anybody's got that type of depth to withstand those two things.
We'll
see.
No, yeah, you're down Miguel, too, so you're really down 3 starters.
That's right.
So, I mean, that's a lot to kind of come back from. Bassitt allowed 4 runs and 9 hits and 6 and a third yesterday. Mets in Colorado tonight to begin a 6-game road trip with Carlos Carrasco on the hill. Baltimore yesterday, DJ LeMahieu delivering the game-tying RBI single on the top of the ninth, but in the bottom of the ninth, reliever Lucas Slitke got into some trouble.
The lefty readied a deal, and the pitch is drilled deep. The left field fair, it's gone. It's gone. A 3-run game-winning home run, a walk-off by Anthony Santander, and the Orioles win it by the score of 9-6.
John Sterling here on The Fan. Just the second loss in 12 games for the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton hit his 11th home run. Yankees back home tonight to open the series with the White Sox. Nestor Cortez will be on the hill and coverage here on The Fan at 6:25.
I got to get you some BEF swag.
I would like some.
Yeah,
4X?
4X.
Yeah.
I think we probably have some of that.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking. I'm thinking about Richie, and you know Richie, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So get a hold of Richie, and
you know Richie.
I do.
Yeah, because he comes. Oh, you always used to come to the Empire Channel.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Everybody knows Richie on Long Island.
Yes, absolutely.
Almost as big a celebrity as you.
My my son Bradley, heartbroken that he may never have a chance to play in that game.
Yep. It's unfortunate.
So, also from baseball, a big story in Boston last night.
Eddie Young delivers. So there's a drive to left field. Way back. A three-home run game for Trevor Story. Can you believe it? 12-5 Red Sox. That was launched.
Joe Castiglione, Red Sox Radio. Trevor Story, three home runs, drove in seven. Red Sox beat the Mariners 12-6. A war of words emerging with Alabama head coach Nick Saban, as well as Texas A&M coach Jimbo Fisher. Wednesday night, Saban said Texas A&M bought every player in their recruiting class for 2022. Yesterday, Fisher said that was nonsense.
It's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. And it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top, and the parity in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parity. Go dig into wherever he's been.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
What does he mean by that?
I don't know. But you know, here's the other thing. You know, Nick Saban also said that Deion Sanders in South Carolina State gave a five-star recruit $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Saban and Deion were in a commercial, an Aflac commercial together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was like last year. That was running all over the place. And now he's claiming that South Carolina State gave a...
Jackson State.
Yeah.
What did I say?
South Carolina State.
Jackson State gave a five-star recruit, you know, $1 million to go to school there. Now, Deion, of course, is denying that.
He did a whole big Twitter thing. I will address the lies of Nick Saban later today. And then he tweeted all this stuff out.
Now, why? All right. So I understand that Nick Saban's talking to his fan base. I understand that. But the fact that he went after these two guys the way that he did, he has to know something.
Well, yeah, I mean, but these are the two things that, well, at least the Deion Sanders with the top recruit, we talked about how much did he get? Why did he go there? You know, so that's a conversation we had. And then also Texas A&M is known for, I mean, Eddie was educating me on this a little bit with his college football knowledge about Texas A&M and the boosters and the, what'd you call it, the old oil money or whatever.
You could say the same thing about Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Texas, the whole thing, that whole area.
So, I mean, it's not some surprise that they have a bunch of guys that are willing to pay the players. So, like, I mean, the fact that these guys were so offended by this, I mean, I'm sure Texas A&M and Deion Sanders, both in their respective places, were thrilled when the rules changed and they could be able to do some stuff like this. So, like, Nick Saban just said it. Like, big deal. Like, does it really matter that much? I mean, it's not like anybody's going to come and investigate him.
I think the commissioner of the SEC also took Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher to task. And I don't know if he'll find them or not. And Jimbo Fisher actually worked, I think, for Nick Saban at LSU, right?
Yes.
Yep, he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a chance
to go back and didn't want to do it.
Who?
That's why I thought I saw that in the story that he had a chance to go
Jimbo
back.
Jimbo Fisher had a chance to go back to LSU.
Yeah, with Nick Saban.
Hold on for a second. you got me all over the place here. Eddie, what were you saying now?
When Saban went to Alabama,
yes,
he offered Fisher to come back, but he said no thanks.
Come back to Alabama with him?
After
he got fired, right?
I'm not sure. There was something about the University of Alabama Birmingham job, and I'm not exactly sure, but he offered him to come be on his staff at Alabama after Saban left the Dolphins, and they were previously together
at LSU. They were previously, right, okay.
Right, but I think at that point, Jimbo Fisher was waiting on getting the head coaching job at Florida State, was waiting for Bobby Bowden.
And he left Florida State to go to Texas A&M.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, kind of, you know, did something go on at Florida State that...
No, he just Texas got an A&M? Insane amount of money Ridiculous. To coach Texas A&M. Yeah, that's
what it was. It was like Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma going to USC.
Exactly.
Yep. And Lincoln Riley also brought Caleb Williams with him from Oklahoma to USC and then brought the wide receiver from Pittsburgh into USC.
Jordan Addison. It wasn't even in the transfer portal. He was just approached by USC and said, hey, we'll give you $3.5 million in a house. And he goes, okay, I'll go in the transfer portal.
All eyes will be on Tuscaloosa October 8th when Texas A&M takes on Alabama. We'll see what happens then. NBA playoffs, game two of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Marcus Smart to the elbow. Diagonal kick out. Jaylen Brown, drive home safely.
As you're saying, the shots are so easy.
Wide open shots. Celtics are 19 of 33 from distance.
Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell, and Celtics Radio.
And someone's got to wake me up when there's a competitive NBA playoff game. I mean, does that happen anymore?
I mean, the Stanley Cup playoffs have been so much better.
I mean, when was the last? All right, so this entire week has been filled with blowouts. If you go back to Sunday, the two Game 7 blowouts, and then the three games that have been played in the conference finals have all been blowouts. It's crazy. Everything's a blowout in the NBA playoffs.
127-102 last night. I don't understand. Boomer, maybe you can explain this to me.
All right.
How? I know people don't like hockey.
Right.
And I don't want to jam it down people's throats. I know you don't want to do it either. But I don't know how anybody can look at a Stanley Cup playoff game and an NBA playoff game side by side and not comprehend how good the Stanley Cup playoffs are.
Well, it's a harder game to follow. You know, a lot of people don't play hockey when they grow up. All of us play basketball and baseball and football and all that other stuff. And, you know, it's a slower game. There's so many timeouts at the end of these NBA games, which is really, I think that's what they should do, get rid of these stupid timeouts at the end of the games. But the one thing I will say, and Barstool Sports put it out last week, and I referenced it, watching a Game 7 like we had last weekend, in three of them, right back to back, and all were incredibly intensely competitive, is like cocaine. It is addictive. Even if you are not a hockey fan and you're just watching it and you understand a little bit of the game and the nuances around the game, there's nothing better. And that's why this particular championship trophy is so hard to get.
Yeah. You ever snort any coke in the 80s, Peter?
Never.
Never? I thought maybe you get wrapped up in that scene. I can see you out there when you had a lot more hair. And
no, not me.
I've seen pictures of you with the
I did have the Dr. J afro.
Yeah, you had the Dr. J. I just seen you walk into a party, you know, slamming a couple lines, you know, having a good time. But no, it didn't happen?
No.
Okay.
No. All right, sorry to disappoint you on that one.
Yeah, at least I have the visual in my imagination of what that would be like.
PGA Championship, Rory McIlroy has the lead after one round. You mentioned the Stanley Cup playoffs, Rangers, Hurricanes, game two tonight. Rangers down one game to none. Last night, the Lightning beat the Panthers 2-1 to go up two games to none. And the Blues even their series with the Avalanche in the game apiece as they take game two. 4-1.
And I see Deshaun Watson meeting with the NFL today. That starts today.
This is going to be interesting. Yeah. I don't. I mean, so you have a guy that's going to have, if he doesn't do a global settlement, maybe that's what he's going to tell them. I don't know. But if he does not do a global settlement with these 22 alleged victims, all of these trials are going to come in 2023.
Yeah.
And there's going to be 22 separate trials. He's got to give 22 separate depositions. So how is your quarterback able to really focus in on being your quarterback under the circumstances that he finds himself
in? It's impossible. Absolutely impossible.
But they gave him all that guaranteed money.
They did. And they wrote the contract a certain way. So if he misses this year and he's suspended, that he only loses $1 million. So that's a reason why he's sitting there in Cleveland.
And, you know, there was also already one of the depositions was leaked out because there's no seal on these depositions. And in one of the depositions, one of the female masseuses basically says that she was crying and upset and had tears in her eyes because he used his thingy to touch her.
Well, Deshaun Watson admitted that, too.
And he admitted it as
well. That she left crying. Yeah.
There could be an undercurrent of these massage therapists that are known to do what he's asking them to do. There is that situation that is definitely, I could see that. And I could also see him saying they knew what they were coming here for and why they were here and what was going on. I would think that may be one of his arguments, but man, this is far from over, man. I don't think it's as clean as everybody thinks it is.
Peter, you think these massages were consensual?
I would say probably not.
Yeah. I think that's what most people think.
I would say probably not.
The reason I ask you is not to mess around. It's just I think that's the consensus opinion that I think that most people believe that they were not.
I understand this, but I'm telling you, there are a number of people out there who will tell you that the massage therapist knew what they were getting into because they've advertised what they do.
Yeah, there's that too.
And it's all off of, you know, social media, Instagram, you know, DMs and things of that nature is what's gone on here.
Yeah.
And there are other, remember this, there are 18 other women who are supporting Deshaun Watson. So there's 22 that are accusing him, and there are 18 that are supporting him. So
a lot of massages.
40 different massage therapists.
Yeah, it's a lot.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
So if you are going to be, you know, into this PGA Championship, which you are, you better get your, you know, your Phillip Tiger today, because I really doubt that he's going to make the cut. Now, the cut here is a little bit more generous than it is at the Masters, so it's the top 70, and there are PGA professionals, pros from golf clubs that play, and they play all 4 days regardless of what their score is. And there's about 25 of them, but the pros actually cut down to the top 70. So I don't know what the cut line, we'll see what the cut line is, but right now I would imagine it's going to be maybe plus two or plus one, maybe, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, once I saw Tiger having a rough round, I was not as into it as I was with Tiger at the Masters, because I'd seen him, you know, play at the Masters. I was into it, but I wasn't watching every single one of his shots. It wasn't the featured group that I was watching. I was into some of the other golfers that we had talked about and guys that I had bet on. So, I still think it's a great story, and I still pay attention to him, but it's not like if Tiger doesn't... I'm not one of those guys where I used to be, but... not so much anymore, that if Tiger's not in it, I'm not interested. I'm just as interested, because I want to see some of the best golfers in the world, you know, tackle places like this. Like, I want to watch Scottie Scheffler do what he's doing, or Rory McIlroy, or Will Zalatoris, or some of these guys. I mean, yeah, I get into it now.
These guys all were spawned because of Tiger Woods.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
he's the guy that made golf cool. He was the guy that, you know, really brought it into this century and created the excitement around the game, and it was must-watch TV. And it's unfortunate watching what he's going through right now. It's not like I don't feel sorry for him, but I certainly understand that he's trying, and this golf course is not easy to walk. And, boy, he hit some errant shots yesterday that were kind of just very un-Tiger-like.
Let's go to Dave, who's up in Connecticut. What's going on, Dave? Hello, Dave. Dave not there. It sounds like the line is completely dead, so we move on to Rich in Staten Island. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right, Rich. What's happening, brother?
Good. Nothing much. So, I caught something yesterday. So, I was listening earlier in the afternoon the other day, and they were talking about Francisco Lindor's bat speed and the barrel percentages, and they mentioned that maybe they don't mention it a lot on the games because they don't want to embarrass the players. And it had me wondering, because I caught something yesterday, and I'm not a softy, I'm not a snowflake, I got tough skin, but they were talking, Robinson Chirinos, the catcher for Orioles, came up, and, you know, he's batting like 190-something.
Yeah, he hadn't had a home run the entire year. It was his first.
And I caught John Sterling and Susan kind of laughing at him about it, and then they mentioned that him and the other catcher, you know, we have that stud Atlee Rutschman coming up. They're like, yeah, you know, they're going to be, you know, one of them is going to be cut. And, like, they kind of laughed at him. And I was like, that's so, it was kind of awkward. It's like, is there, like, an etiquette? Like, I just want to know your thoughts on that.
So,
it's like, You know, because they burn, Joey Gallo, Aaron Hicks, 2 for 32, step it up. Aaron Judge, you're going to make $50 million a year. What's going on? But it was just, to me, it came off like, it wasn't even funny or smooth. It was just awkward. I felt embarrassed for him. I don't know.
Yeah, it's an interesting take, Rich. I mean, I don't think that John and Susan are out there deliberately trying to embarrass the players. What I think is they've been around for a long time. They say what's on their mind for the most part. They don't really care what people think about what they're saying. And they've also watched the Yankees beat the living hell out of the Baltimore Orioles for most of their adult lives.
True, and they'll see the Orioles again next week.
So they're just probably like, I mean, this team is what? What is this team? And you got this guy, Robertson Chirinos, who can't hit his weight. And he doesn't have a home run. And, like, he comes up, and then they're just probably having a discussion. I mean, I don't know. Quite honestly, if I was in that booth, I'd be doing anything differently talking about the Baltimore Orioles.
You know what? It kind of shows you there just aren't a lot of great baseball players.
Yeah.
Because there aren't a lot of great teams. I guess you could say that about, I guess, all the sports if you want. But I don't know. For some reason, it's just like there's a dearth of catching. There's a dearth of pitching.
Yeah.
How many guys are hitting over 300 anymore? I mean, the game has changed significantly. There's no question about that. Some of the rules changes. I mean, all these little different nuanced things that are going on right now. I don't know. It's just, I would just say that both teams are managed by really good managers. Both are steady guys at the helm.
Uh-huh.
And, when things are not going well, you got to fall back on their calmness and their ability to lead. And that's certainly where Buck Showalter is now going to be tested for the Mets over the next month.
Go to Russ and Beth Page. What's going on, Russ?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, Boomer, we got a mutual friend. Your chimney guy is one of my best friends in the world. He services you guys every year.
Yeah, my chimney guy. All right, yeah. I got a chimney guy. Yes, I do. I got to make sure that I take care of the chimneys. He does a good job for us. Yes.
Yeah. Yankee Point. Listen, what's going on in the TV broadcast booth? It's almost unlistenable. I don't
know. Who don't you like?
I don't know what happened with O'Neill and Cone. Where'd they go? And with Maben and Beltran, they don't stop talking.
All right. A couple of things. Now, O'Neill, because he's not vaccinated, doesn't travel with them. He's not in the booth anymore because those are the rules, I guess. So maybe his schedule has been cut back because of that. I don't know. David Cone, of course, got another job. He's doing Sunday Night Baseball. I don't know if he decided to cut back on the broadcast. Now, as far as the two new guys, Cameron Maben, I feel like, is getting a lot better. Now, you sound like a guy who watches a lot of games. From the first couple of games that he did till now, I feel like he's getting a lot better, and his points are really good, and he's not talking as much. And Beltran, I don't know. I haven't really had a problem with him. I mean, you think he talks too much, too?
I think that they both do, and they just say things to... They say things like, this hitter wants to be a really good hitter. It's getting ridiculous.
They're both new at it, though. You got to remember, they're both new at it. I mean, your argument could be it's the New York Yankees broadcast, for Christ's sakes. Like, why would you throw a couple new guys in the first year? It should be the best of the best. I understand. But if you're watching, you fall in love with your announcers in baseball, and you get used to them so much. So
That's true. It's the voices, too.
Right. So just hang in.
You just got to get used to it, Russ. That's all. My favorite is John Flaherty. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, it was in the studio.
And I love Ken Singleton, too, when he used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He used to do it.
That's right.
But yeah. Flaherty was always straight, direct, and would give you
the real deal. Yeah, he does the studio stuff.
He does that, yeah. But, but as a game analyst, I always thought that he was really good. And again, we're David Cone's really good. Paul O'Neill had that folksy kind of, goofy kind of laugh and stuff and back and forth. And there was a comfort that both, I think, Maben and Beltran have got to, you just can't throw them into the booth and expect Michael Kay to figure them out, overnight.
Sure.
And that takes a while for those relationships to develop, Gary, Keith, and Ron.
Of course. And then that's another thing. I mean, those guys are the best in the business. I think Maven's got a lot of potential, and I think that he's already getting better, and I think he could be very, very good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.